Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at element.fm and amplify your voice. Now, let's get to the news. Today's episode highlights one of the most influential mergers in digital business news and analysis, especially as it relates to our beloved gaming sphere. TechTarget and Informatech, two giants in the tech journalism field, have decided to combine their digital assets, forming an expansive online network. This new powerhouse will include more than 220 properties, covering over 10,000 unique topics, and will collectively reach an audience of 50 million professionals worldwide. The merger isn't just about bigger numbers. It's ultimately about strengthening the distribution of high-quality and unbiased content, and especially about making market research more accessible and impactful. For gamers, this means increased access to reports, new insights on emerging trends, and a unified platform for following major developments in the industry. Among the resources empowered by this union are longtime favorites like the GDC Vault and the anticipated GDC Festival of Gaming, which is set to debut in March of 2026. These tools are poised to play key roles in sharing best practices, spotlighting innovations in player engagement, and moving the gaming sector forward with fresh perspectives. But that's not all we have for you. Let's jump right into some of the hottest and most exciting updates from the global gaming landscape. First up, Arc System Works has announced Marvel Tokon: Fighting Souls, a bold new step for Marvel-branded fighting games. With a 4-on-4 tag team format, the game seeks to invigorate the genre and promises to appeal to both diehard Marvel fans and fighting game enthusiasts. The trailer dropped earlier this week, showing dynamic character combos and spectacular visuals. With release details expected soon, it's definitely one to watch if you crave epic showdowns. That's not the only expansion brewing. Pokémon Legends ZA has shocked the fanbase by announcing the much-anticipated Mega Dimension DLC. Set to launch on December 10, 2025, this major expansion introduces brand new mechanics and gameplay tweaks, promising a fresh experience for trainers around the globe. The buzz is real. Forums are filled with speculation about how these mechanics will impact competitive play and what hidden surprises the DLC might offer. Meanwhile, Forza Horizon 5 is gearing up for a notable DLC release too, and the talk of the community is all about major improvements to vehicle handling. Preliminary patch notes promise a more nuanced racing experience, particularly for those craving realism and precision behind the wheel. Speaking of updates, Arc Raiders just rolled out its patch 1.1.0, which comes directly in response to player feedback, leading to a spike in both sales and positive reviews. The game has now surpassed 2.5 million copies sold, a testament to the developer's commitment to supporting the player community. As multiplayer fans know, Dead by Daylight is never far from the spotlight, and the resurrection of the 2v8 mode is reigniting excitement among survivors and killers alike. Early impressions indicate renewed engagement, with lobbies feeling faster and matches feeling unpredictably fun. But not every headline is a positive one. Rockstar Games recently laid off around 40 employees, sparking public protests in several cities. The company continues to deny that these layoffs are tied to any unionization efforts, but staff advocates maintain a strong presence both online and off. Industry watchers are keeping a close eye on how this high-profile situation may affect future workplace reforms in gaming. On a brighter note, innovation in game technology is surging, and Google is aiming high. Literally, their new Project Suncatcher is a solar-powered AI infrastructure that's slated to launch in 2027, poised to address both the surging energy demands of AI and environmental sustainability. This could set an important precedent for the way cloud gaming and back-end systems are powered as the industry continues to expand. For Switch fans, One Piece: Pirate Warriors 4 is getting a massive free update on November 21, 2025, coinciding with the game's re-release on Nintendo Switch 2. quality of life improvements are promised, and the community is buzzing with anticipation for new performance options and content upgrades. Meanwhile, in the rumor mill, recent patches and game files in Marvel Rivals have stoked speculation about the arrival of fan favorites Rogue and Gambit. Data miners claim to have spotted references to these X-Men, sparking frenzied theory crafting and fan art across social media. Financially, Unity had a strong quarter in Q3 2025, reporting a stellar $471 million in revenue and seeing their stock tick up on investor confidence. Much of this growth is attributed to a successful licensing program and new features in their flagship development tools. In game releases, Heartopia is keeping life simulation fans hooked with its ongoing closed beta, and early testers are sharing their creative in-game homes and stories. The game's rich social features and customizability are being praised as potential game changers, attracting both seasoned simulation fans and curious newcomers. Pre-orders for Hyrule Warriors: Age of Imprisonment are also soaring, hinting at the lasting magnetic pull of Nintendo's famed lore. Players eager for hands-on previews say the new character movesets and epic story campaign stand out as highlights in early coverage. However, not all release schedules are running smoothly. Indie darling Unbeatable has been pushed back to December 9th due to technical hurdles. The development team reassures backers that this delay is crucial for delivering the rhythm adventure as originally envisioned, fueling hope for a brilliant debut. BlizzCon 2026 has gamers counting down the days, with tickets set to go live on November 7th, and teasers already hinting at major franchise news. Some of the keenest speculation surrounds possible expansions in the Diablo and Overwatch universes. As market forces reshape the industry, companies like Square Enix are undergoing restructuring to adjust to new business realities. This signals a broader industry trend where efficiency, innovation, and digital transformation are at the forefront of business decisions. With Black Friday just around the corner, anticipate some major price slashes on hit titles, hardware, and collectibles, making November a prime time for leveling up your setup or expanding your library. Speaking of hardware, the Steam Deck continues to impress its user base with new beta updates focused on faster downloads, batch management, and bug fixes. These enhancements are making it easier than ever for players to take their entire library on the go, overcoming some of the earlier challenges reported by adopters. One ongoing theme that's impossible to ignore is the lasting power of nostalgia in gaming. With many franchises reaching over two decades of history now, fans are rediscovering older games, and companies are paying close attention by remastering classics and incorporating beloved gameplay traditions in new release. One such title, Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, overcame controversy to gain steady traction thanks to its unique roster and throwback mechanics. Players are celebrating the return of classic tracks and the debut of new ones, creating a perfect storm of both competition and camaraderie. If you're dreaming of kickflips and aerials, Skate 4 is making waves with its newly announced boneless technique. This skate move, a nostalgic favorite from earlier titles, can be mastered via analog stick precision and adds an extra layer to the updated trick system. Another rejuvenated project is Everdark: Undead Apocalypse, a game that was once conceived as a graphic novel and is now gearing up to embrace classic horror gaming roots. Early previews point to a moody, atmospheric experience, blending survival mechanics with a narrative-driven storyline. Over at Naughty Dog, fans are speculating feverishly about the studio's mysterious upcoming project, Intergalactic, which comes as the company celebrates its 40th anniversary. The teaser suggests boundary-pushing advances in both narrative complexity and gameplay, though official details remain closely guarded for now. Let's shift gears for a look at some exciting product launches. Apple's AirTags are now widely available, starting at around $16, and leveraging the Find My network to help users track their belongings seamlessly. Sony's PS Portal just received a much-awaited update, unlocking remote streaming for over 2,800 games, a big win for PlayStation Plus premium subscribers. On the collectibles front, the Pokémon TCG Mega Evolution Enhanced Booster Box is packing shelves, coming in at just under $250, but offering rare cards and sought-after chase items. Dell and Apple are racing head-to-head with Black Friday deals on popular laptops, with Dell's Inspiron 16 at $995 and the MacBook Air slashed to $749. Both represent compelling choices for students, creators, and anyone looking to streamline their work or game on the go. For mobile gamers, Ball X Pit presents a new spin on the classic brick breaker formula, folding and strategic play, and unexpected power-ups. Ubisoft has also dropped the full track list for Just Dance 2020, and the reveal has triggered lively debate about the music selection and fan favorites. Dante's Inferno sequel may still be a pipe dream, but newly leaked concept art is fueling interest in what could have been. Raven 2 players can look forward to a new Gunslinger class arriving on November 19th, promising fresh tactical depth and challenges for the competitive scene. And for shoppers, the Nintendo Store app is finally rolling out worldwide, making it easier to find, buy, and manage digital content on Nintendo platforms. In legal and creative news, Capcom has unveiled updated fan creation guidelines in 15 languages, offering clear rules for fan games, artwork, and more. Fans are encouraged to label their projects as unofficial and avoid commercial sales outside of sanctioned events, which balances creative freedom with brand safety. This move aims to protect Capcom's intellectual property while providing a positive route for community involvement. As classic games like old-school RuneScape continue to innovate with new features and accessibility tweaks, they're finding ways to welcome both longtime devotees and total newcomers. Call of Duty has also stepped up community building with a new Discord server designed to help strategists, squadmates, and content creators collaborate and connect more easily. Roblox just posted its Q3 2025 report, showing a 48% revenue increase year on year, which is especially remarkable given its current legal hurdles. On the community side, the Pandemic Horde Gaming Alliance's decision to leave its long-standing network signals a shift toward greater independence and new collaborative ventures. Now, let's talk next-gen connectivity. Xfinity's new Pro plan is debuting Wi-Fi 7 service as a $25 monthly upgrade, targeting power users and competitive gamers. The advanced plan bundles professional installation and a battery backup, but some customers are frustrated by pricing info being locked behind phone support, not web forms. With Wi-Fi 7 hardware offering groundbreaking speeds, it's certainly future-proofed, but many households may find that their existing Wi-Fi 6 or 6E gear still delivers reliable performance for all but the most demanding scenarios. Ultimately, transparency around upgrades could play an outsized role as ISPs try to court tech-savvy households. As we survey this whirlwind of news, it's clear that the merger between TechTarget and Informa Tech signals a major leap forward for online content and gaming industry research. This closed alliance promises a future with more in-depth reporting, better access to analytics, and opportunities to foster the vibrant communities that make gaming what it is. From new releases and high-profile events to policy changes and technical marvels, each headline this month shapes our expectations for the year ahead and beyond. That wraps up our coverage for today. If any of these updates piqued your interest, be sure to check the episode description for further reading and links to the hottest trailers, beta signups, and deal alerts. Checkpoint cleared! Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.